Good morning, everybody. Okay, that's just 1 second. That's fixed. Okay, good. Yofi. Hi, everybody. How's everybody? Tov. So we're about to start Perek Beis. It's called Miani. We said that you need knowledge about yourself in order to have love of oneself, in order to appreciate oneself, in order to be able to acquire the simcha v'tuv levav that he was talking about, the pasuk talks about. Okay. So he says like this: b'matara la'avir noisi yosodi zeh, in order to clarify this very fundamental subject, shua basis shel sfareinu, which is the basis of this whole sefer, matchil la'asek b'sheres pshutos v'yosodios. You can ask simple, fundamental questions. Questions we've all asked ourselves. We don't have the ability, we don't often get to the point where we are able to answer these questions properly. But and they stay cloudy and murky, and we don't have real clear grip on these things. They're very, whatever, they wishy-washy. These are very, very critically important questions, and we can't just push them aside. We have to check out, take stock, and see, do we really have clarity? Who am I? What am I? For what purpose was I created? What am I in this world for? What's my mission in this world? What's my job description? Ma, not the klals. Ma, specific job description. That's what we need to find out. If these subjects, this matter, stays cloudy and murky, and it's not, we don't have this mamash clear. There's no doubt that you'll be wasting a big chunk of what your purpose in this world is. You won't be able to acquire genuine simcha. Because it's only the clear clarity of who you are that that bestows upon a person the simcha. If you look, we often do this. We use the physical world as a marshal for the spiritual world. If you look at the way we run our physical lives, you won't find anybody who runs their physical lives the way they run their spiritual lives. You will never have a situation where a person will open a factory or any business for that matter without having a proper plan. How are we going to make it? Where are we going to make it? What are we going to do? Where are we going to buy the raw materials? Here's a plan. Here's a tochnit. In every of your life, you understand this. Dovah poshut. So how can we live in this world without knowing what the purpose is? Ma matara? What's the goal of my life? So that's in the physical world. We understand it. That's a dovah poshut. Nobody has disconnect there. In the physical world, if you just run your business, whatever, just haphazard, whatever, you take your chances, so then that's pshat regel, that's pshitas regel. No bank's going to lend you money when you go to the bank manager and you tell him you need to borrow money because you're starting a business, and he asks you what you're going to be producing in the business. You don't know what to tell him. Yeah. Have you heard of somebody up in a factory and he doesn't know what he's going to produce in the factory? I mean, the lawyer talking, ain't the vakas there. So the so too in Ruchnias. Calls mine a person doesn't. Sorry, just let me get that. I don't know how to do this. That's a real problem. People have complained about that light on my shoulder, but there's very little I can actually do about it. Okay. So, fine. So that's a double portion. You have to run your life. In fact, it's one of the 48 ways. One of the 48 ways is to learn how to live your spiritual life by the way you would run your business. A businessman, run your life like a businessman. Run your spiritual life like a businessman would run his business. You'd be much more efficient and much more productive. We're going even further than that, but I'm saying that's not a bad place to start. Okay. I'm on Mem Gimel if anybody is interested. עלינו להחדיל ליבנו את הידיע שרק כאשר אדם מכיר את הכוחות האדירים שניתנו בידו. We have to get into our hearts. We have to get it very clear. This understanding that only when a person recognizes the unbelievable koiches Hashem has given him, as he musugal yechel natzel otam kiroi, then he can utilize them correctly. The law korazu him noisim bechel kamagodol lo shimush. Without recognizing all the koiches we have, they're just going to be unutilized. No one's going to use them, and they're going to go to waste. Moshe Avadoyme, Yitzir Bidim Yoseinu, Shekam Letchir Adam, Shinifto Lifnei 50 Shana. Let's try and take a Moshe. Let's take, for example, a person who died 50 years ago, even 20 years ago today. But anyway, let's say 50 years ago, and he woke up and he's walking around now. Adam Zaini Makir Klal Espela Technologia Hadisha. He's never seen any of the technological advancements that we're living with today that we take for granted already. In Nirolo telephone sololali, let's just take a simple, plain, you know, little simple telephone. Forget about the smartphone, just a normal telephone. Kolayal badaito afilu kef sharut rechayka. He wouldn't be able to even begin to dream with his furthest stretch of his imagination. If you would tell him with this thing you can find anywhere in the world, he'd look, there's no wires, there's no connection, there's no, I mean, when he died, telephones were also like an unusual thing. Now you're telling him, yeah, but there's this thing, this little box, you know, 2 centimeters by 2 centimeters, with this you can find anywhere in the world, you wouldn't be able to understand what you're talking about. The potential in this little machine, he wouldn't be able to understand. Bichlal, I'm not even talking about a smartphone, which is like, you know, when he died 50 years ago, the amount of computing power that you have in a cell phone today, you would have had to put into a 5-story building, you know, in those days. You know, the mainframe and the big drives, and I mean, it's like there's no ways he would understand what you're talking about. Rak acha hez be mufurat. Only after you sit down and you explain to him very carefully how this thing works and what you can do with it and all the, you know, all the hidden tricks and sticks in the machine or whatever, so then he can get the full benefit from it. But he would walk around with that telephone in his pocket for 50 years. He wouldn't know how to make a phone call because he doesn't recognize the potential. Moshul Zehine Dugma Katana Ma'od. This is a very, very small example, tiny, tweeny, molecularly tweeny example. For the unbelievable koiches that are hidden in a Jewish neshama. If we won't spend time analyzing, thinking, learning the Divrei Chazal that discuss the I don't use the word secret, sod is secret, but the meaning of life, I don't know, sod, secret, whatever, okay. We could live our whole life, 70, 80, 90, 100 years, and you would never know who you were, never know what you came here to do, and you wouldn't even begin to even start using even a fraction of your potential. Zula Maisa Matara Sadvarim Hamavuim Bechelek. That is the goal of what's going to be discussed in Chelek Aleph, the first part of the Sefer. Hamatara hi da es atzmacha. The goal of the first part of the Sefer is know yourself. Introduce yourself to yourself. Hekena mi ata. Please recognize who, what you are. This is essential. This is not something you can push aside. It's the core of everything. We said that if you haven't got this clear, you can't even begin to keep any Torah. It's the beginning of all the Torah. After Recha Kamoicha, which is called a Torah Kula, it doesn't start without the Kamoicha.
This is the
only thing that will give a person genuine simcha, will give him simcha that's not tolerant any external factors. And this is what's going to be clarified and discussed as we go weiter.
Okay,
obviously, this is going to be a hard one to grapple with, what he just said now. We want to try and understand who we are netto, so to speak, without any divine influence, without any of the unbelievable impact that the Torah and mitzvahs and dveikus in Hashem has on us. It's very hard to understand what you're going to do. You're going to detach yourself from reality to understand who you are in real. It doesn't sound make sense. Let's see. We have to discover who I am, me, in my own essence. We have a Rebbe in this derech, Baruch Hashem. We have a grandfather, Avram Avinu, who also started off without a mentor, without a Rebbe, without Torah, without mitzvahs, without knowledge of Hashem. He had nothing. Avraham Avinu started, boom, Ephes. Unbelievable. Mamash, you know, Mamash had nowhere to start. He had no starting space. Nisboilen Bedrochov will analyze his ways. Navachach Keitzad, hu igye lahasogov hagedoylim v'keitzidu gilei atzmai. So maybe if we analyze his life and we learn from him, we'll be able to also understand how you discover yourself. Avraham Avinu, we'll see, didn't discover Hashem. I mean, he may have, but that's not his big chiddush. That's not what he brought to the world. There were plenty of people before Avraham who knew that Hashem was the creator of the universe. We'll see. The Rambam mentions this as well. There was great people, Navim, prophets. There was Shem Ve'eva, there was Noach, Avram met Noach. It's highly unlikely that Noach forgot to mention Hashem to Avram when he met him. Noach met Adam. So there was a Messiah, Shem Ve'eva were teaching Hashem in the yeshiva. So that wasn't the big chiddush of Avram. But Avram was Megala to the world, was himself. We'll see what that means. But he discovered himself, and that's a big, we'll see that's a big chiddush of why he decided to leave Noach's path alone. Okay, so Avraham Avinu was Godel Mochaisa Klum. Who Godel Abais Aviv Terach, Shaya Koyim Lavodazor, Vapitz Psolim Lavodas Elim. Terach wasn't just an artisan, he wasn't just a very good sculptor who made Psolim. He was a great philosopher, he was a big inventor of religions, he was a major player on the field there. He was the head honcho of all the Avodah Zorahs. You know, people think he just had a shop where he sold some psalim. No. He was a major player. He was a powerhouse. That's where Avraham Avinu grew up, in that home. Ushimish Koyotzer Shal Nimrod. He was an advisor. He sat on Nimrod's advisory board. Nimrod was the ruler of the world. He was the biggest Rosha that ever lived. All evil in the world spreads out ultimately from him. And on him it was said, Yoides Riboine Viskaven Limroid Boy. He was even worse than Paro, because Paro said, Mi Hashem, who's Hashem? I don't know Hashem. He didn't even understand there was such a thing. Nimrod was Yoides Riboine. That's unbelievable. He knew Hashem. He didn't deny the existence of Hashem Bechalal. He knew Hashem, Yoides Riboine Viskaven Limroid Boy, but he rebelled against him. You don't know Hashem. You know, you're Tinik Shanishpa, you grew up, whatever, Paro, whatever his excuses were, fine, okay. You understand, he's got his own set of morality. But someone knows Hashem, and he goes to war against him, they're rishus she'yev shalavid. Le'dosav ha'arosav shalav ha'vinu, ha'yishalob ha'kedusha, ha'yabin nida, And the Zohar brought down that that Avram was a ben nida. Nimtzin came to Avram Ravinu itchil eschayv menukudas efes. He started his life with nothing. Lo agdomas kolshen. He had no agdoma to Yiddishkeit, to the MS bichlal. Imagine the influence that his father's life world had on him. If Cain Shavu Vinu itchil eschayv menukudas efes lo agdomas kolshen, misham hu yotze lechapes es haemes ubehem shetoch atzliach lechaylo mafrech olami. From that place of absolute nothing, he picked himself up by his own bootstraps and he went. And we know what he did. He turned the world on its head. He turned the whole world upside down. He went on his way and he discovered the MS. He discovered Torah. He knew the Torah from his own understanding of the world. He knew when to eat matzahs. He knew when it was Pesach. He understood all the Torah from understanding the Bria. Unbelievable. And he created a world revolution that's going on still till today. Until Avram Avinu came into the world, everyone was called Ben Noach. Everyone we know is a Ben Noach. Mimenu alo hitchil am chadash shekibul sheim v'to atzmaim. From Avram onwards, culminated by Yaakov, but it started with Avram. We have a new nation in the world that are not Ben Noach anymore. Even though we'll see that we descended from Noach, there's no question that genetically, if you'll follow the birth lines back, you'll see that we descended from Noach. These parshas coming up now, you'll see how clearly we descended from Noach. And yet we're not called Bnei Noach. Miata einanu krem Bnei Noach, Eli Yisrael. We're Yisrael, we're not Bnei Noach anymore. Hadav nechshav kilu Avram Avinu haya Adam arishon alei admos. As far as we're concerned, Avram Avinu was the first person in the world. As far as we're concerned, we're not Bnei Noach. And it even comes out in Halacha, in the Dorim. The Mishnah tells us, Koinem she'eni nene mid Bnei Noach. Person makes a nene, he won't get any benefit from a Ben Noach. Muti b'Yisrael v'asabu m'soylam. He's muted to get an off from Israel, but when he said he wasn't get an off from a Ben Noach, and we're all Bnei Noach. You can't say that we're not descended from Noach. Everyone's descended from Noach. No, you're not. You're not. You make a neder that you won't get an or from a Ben Noach, you get an or from a Jew. Because he's not a Ben Noach anymore. Klema sha'adam oysa al atzmoy ben neder hanom ibnei Noach, humut lanis mi yudim, v'tam lekachul, sha'am Yisrael shuv enu nikra Ben Noach, we're not called Ben Noach anymore. Ela Ben Avram, v'ibnei Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Min ha'rei la'avin, ma'i nekudas ha'mafaneh shehitchoyle lebo'ilim al yedei Avram Avinu, עד שנחשובים כבונוב ולא כבני נוח הצדיק. למרות שפול אנו גם צאי צוב של נוח. What did Avram Avinu do that menatekt us, detached us totally from being בני נוח, even though we are descended from נוח, and gave us a whole new existence? נוח צדיק was נוח צדיק. Avram Avinu came along, and from Avram Avinu we have something new happened. That detached us totally, totally from Noach. As we have to understand, what was Avraham Avinu Megala? What was his chiddush? What happened here? We've won a loving. By the way, Rav Taba has a whole sefer on Parshas Brachos. You know, he tainted that we usually learn Brachos. He straight off the Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres, and sometimes it's mamash like Brachos is like, you know. Sukkot ends on like a Thursday, and then you have one day for Shnamik or Tag, whatever. He said people don't learn Parshas Brachos properly, so he wrote all safe on Parshas Brachos. The whole not on the safe on the Parsha first Parshas Brachos. He held it was fundamental. He held that was mamash the most important Parsha. Can't say one Parsha is more important than the other, but he held that the Yosidus of Kol Torah Sa'avos, the whole foundations and whatever of the Torah was there. So he wrote all safe. I haven't had a chance to go through it properly. I've sort of scanned it now and again. Maybe now's the time. There's always been as money when we have Parshas Brachos, so people never really look at it and learn it properly. He felt that it was very underestimated and not learned properly. So he sat down and wrote all safer on it. Just if anyone's interested. I don't even know what it's called. It's Pirkei Machshava or something. I don't know which one it is. I don't have it on me, but I have it at home. But it's in the house, but if you remind me, I'll tell you what it's called. Okay. Fine. So when we come to try and understand the uniqueness of Avraham Avinu, it arouses a big question. Haregam Chanoich Musushalach Noach Shem VeEva Akiras Boiro VeYatzadikim Gedolim. There was Chanoich, there was Musushalach, there was Noach, there was Shem VeEva. There were others, great people, who recognized Hashem, and they were big tzaddikim. Zoyisvoid Hare Avraham Avinu Atzmo Nivgash Et Shem Vim Noach. Avraham Avinu met these people. If that's true, the Muna in Hashem, that there was a creator, the world created by Hashem, was known to Avraham Avinu. He had Messiahs in this. Why is he not considered a hemshech of Noach and Shem? He was the next in the line of the Messiah. You know, there was Adam to Noach, Noach to Avram. Avram just carried on Noach's path. It's a whole new world now. Even genetically, even physically, he created a revolution that our bodies aren't even the same as Ben Noach's body anymore. So what happened here? You know, why didn't he just become a better Noach? You feel that Noach wasn't fulfilling his potential properly. You want to be a better Noach, you know? Okay, fine, become a better Noach, upgrade, become a better Noach, but a complete, total, unbelievable paradigm revolution beyond comprehension. We say Shalosh Sani Goy, we're talking about Noach. I don't know who you have in mind when you say Shalosh Sani Goy in the morning. The biggest, the best Goy that ever was in the world, the Torah says Noach, who's a tzaddik. You who doesn't want to be a Noach tzaddik? No, adif to be me than to be Noach tzaddik. That Shalosh Sani Goy. We have kavana Noach tzaddik. People think they have kavana on the president of America or some low life Arab or some low life dreg homeless guy living in the gutter. You say Shalosh Sani Goy because you're not him. That's kavaldik. So you're a little bit better than you're a bit better than Trump. Wow, that's a big celebration. No, Mr. Shalach, Shem Va'eva, Shem Va'eva, Yaakov Avinu's Rebbe, Rosh Yeshiva, Shem. So the Shalach Sani Goy on Shem. Well, what happened here? So he brings from the Chasam Sofer, who brings B'Shem the Ramban, שכל הידיעה סקסובס בתורסנו כדוי שעידס מה שהתרחש ונאמר עד לאמר אבינו, נמסורו בשלשלש מסירה מפה לא איזה. ואדם הראשון, למסושלח ומשלח לנוח, מנוח לאברהם. Everything that is written in the Torah about what happened up to Avram Avinu was handed down in an unbroken chain of tradition, mouth to ear, from Adam Arishon to Mishalach, Mishalach Lenoach, and Menoach to Avram. As Gam Noach hikir boire, for sure Noach knew his boire. Hashem spoke to him. He risked his life for over 100 years, Noach, to build the Teva. And Hashem spoke to him. He was a Navi. Of course, he recognized him. Vafilu Nimrod hikir Sreboine, Koloshen Chazal. Even Nimrod, we said earlier, even Nimrod knew there was a God. He wasn't rebelling against nothing. Nimrod knew what he was rebelling against. So even he knew about Hashem. So it wasn't a big deal. Nimzin Kain, Shekeromo Kasha Ma Chidish Avravino. What was the big Chidish of Avravino? Hare Es Etzem Ametzir Shiesh Manig Lebira Yodu Gam Noach V'Shem B'nai Achorov. There's a boss. There's a Manig Lebira. So that Noach and Shem knew, and Nimrod knew, and everybody who had any, you know, seichel left knew about that. Chanoich, who was such a holy neshama that eventually he became the Malach Mem Tet. Don't know too much about the Malachim, but apparently the Malach Mem Tet is the spitz, the highest of the Malachim that sits somewhere in the Kisei HaKovod somewhere, whatever. Then that's who Chanoich became. He became that's how Kodosh he was. And after him, his son. Whatever we think Avraham Avinu gave the world was already, he wasn't inventing any wheels. It was all there. He landed in it. It could be that when he was three, he discovered it himself. And then afterwards, he got the Masoras, whatever. But still, he didn't introduce anything particularly new into the world that would have warranted him having such an unbelievable yichus, a title. He created this massive revolution. What exactly he did Zeloko Kachbaru? So that's what we need to try and discover. Yeah, what exactly is the story here? By the way, Robert Tetz has he gave it in the Yeshiva once a share on this, and I think it must be in the Svarim somewhere. The last time I saw it was in his Buddhist book. He discusses this. The same question. He answers it differently, slightly differently. It's not. I've worked it through. You can. They fit in very nicely with each other. Lefira Moshe Shapira Zatzal explained it slightly differently. Maybe we'll touch on that as well while we're here. But I just want to see what he says first. You'll see it's not really, they can live very comfortably together, these two chatting. They work very well. But he asks the same kasha. He asks exactly the same kasha. And he has a few other kashas that he asks. There's one very interesting kasha he asks. Is that we see that Nimrod Mamash was Roidef after Avram, pursued after Avram. Gamba the Ukastim, Gamba the Dora Flogger that was run by Nimrod. How they tried to destroy Avram, how he tried to kill him, he threw him in the Kibshan Aish. Nimrod was not happy with Avram Avinu at all. And yet we don't see anywhere in the Torah that Nimrod was Roidef Shem Vaiva. Shem Vaiva also had a yeshiva. They were also talking, they were also teaching knowledge of God. What are they learning in the yeshiva? Most of them, they were learning things that had to do with Hashem. Don't exactly know what they were learning, but they were learning. They weren't learning Reb Chaim's, but some of them were learning things that had something to do with God. And yet, we don't see anyone that Nimrod was particularly bothered by Shem Va'eva. So why was he so totally obsessed with wiping out Avram Avinu? The problem was just a more sort of, you know, advanced Shem Va'eva. He was a Talmud of Shem Va'eva. He also learned by Shem Va'eva. And he was just a sort of more advanced Noach Tzadik. He was Noach Chosid, let's say. Noach was a Tzadik. Avram was a Chosid. He was more from them than Noach. So why was Nimrod so obsessed with getting rid of him? That's another kasha which also has to be understood. We'll see as we go through here. Maybe what was one Avram was mamash rubbing Nimrod's nerves much more than Shem Va'eva. You know, if you have a revolution, you're rebelling against God. So anybody's teaching about God, you would probably want to shut down the yeshiva as well. We don't see anywhere that Nimrod tried to shut down Shem Va'eva's yeshiva. Yes, it all came. But to say that Kadosh Kosov Shakorish Bochu Hikshiv La Avram Avinu es Imanose Kitztoka. We see that Chazal, the Torah tells us that Avram Avinu's Imuna, Hashem considers that like Tztoka. Kifishnema Vamin Bashem Vichshova Lo Litztoka. That Imuna in Hashem, and it was considered like Tztoka. What does that mean? Avram Avinu haya ben 70 shana. Avram was 70 at this stage of his game by the Bris Ben Abasorim. He'd already been thrown into the fire by Nimrod. He was 52 and he was thrown into the fires. This was many years later. What's the big deal that Avram Avinu had Imun in Hashem? When he was 70, he had Imun in Hashem and was considered like Tztoker. Thank you very much. If I threw you into a burning furnace and you walked out alive because Hashem saved you, now you got praise for Imunah. For sure you have Imunah. You saw open miracles. Well, what's the big deal in Avram Avinu's Imunah? Tzitzkes perusha asiyas maise miyuchad b'minu sh'ein daimelo. Tzidkus means you do something ma'od gavua. After the Kivshan Aish, didn't seem like Avram Avinu Zimbuna was that particularly astounding. Wow, the descendants of Avram called Yehudim, the ones that came through Yitzhak and Yaakov, not the other ones, not the other brothers who came through Yishmael or Esav. Why are they called Yehudim? Vilu zero shel Shem benoach atzadik shayu koyin lekel elyoin. The descendants of Noach, of Shem, Shem was Malkei Tzedek, was the Kohen. He was the Kohen Gadol. He was a Kohen Lekel Elyon. He was the high priest of Hashem, not of Avodah Zarah. V'chein Zarah shel Eva shei rabbi shel Yaakov Avinu. Eva was Yaakov Avinu's Rosh Hashivah. He was his Rebbe. Nishar ben Noach, but they stayed ben Noach. Unbelievable. You have a Talmid Yaakov Avinu and you stay a ben Noach. What happened? Hey, why is that? Gam Mesulach HaTzadik, Nechshav ben Noach. Mesulach HaTzadik, the son of Chanoich, whose father became named Test, this Malach, whatever, he replied to Goy. V'afilu Chanoich, Shav Gnomelon Test, lo yitzu, shiachzol lo ilam hazeh, v'gufa yeh ben Noach. If he would come back, this Malach Mem Test would come back into this world and come back and be Chanoich again, he would be a ben Noach. L'umas ha'mavrim v'inu v'zorachov hem yudim v'aduah. The lowest yid, who hasn't got a hope of becoming any Malach, never mind Malach Memtes, he stays, he's a Yehudi. In order to understand some of this, we're going to have to take a little, very interesting, fascinating journey, very much a lot of halacha involved. I remember learning this with you guys, you were very fascinated by this. And then we'll come back and we'll get more clarity here. But that's a very, very powerful question. People haven't thought about this. They think that you ask anybody who doesn't know, you go to them, you say to them, even well-learned Talmid Chachomim, you know, from people, you ask them, always Avraham Avinu's Chiddush, they'll tell you monotheism. Monotheism. Yesh manig lebira. There wasn't his Chiddush. It may be Moedik that he discovered that on his own before he had the Masorah, but he didn't bring that into the world. The world already had that knowledge. That knowledge was available already. So what was his Chiddush? What did he bring to the world that wasn't there? And it was such a powerful Chiddush that it wasn't just like people started behaving differently, but he created a whole new Mitzvot in the world called Am Yisrael. That needs a big Hezbe, because if we're a Chelek of Am Yisrael and we're trying to find out who we are, well, then that becomes a very important thing to understand. Mitzvah Hashem will carry that on next week. Tomorrow Shabbos Malchosa. I just have to see when Rav Ulitzky is starting his shir again. When he starts his shir again, this Vah, it's going to have to go to 9:30. Anyway, tomorrow for sure it'll be 9:45 still. Tomorrow we're still at 9:45. Tomorrow we're still at 9:45. Mitzvah Hashem Sunday. Unless you are different, we'll still be at 9:45. Otherwise, if Rubelitsky is starting his show on Sunday at 10 o'clock, then we're going to have to move this to 9:30, which is going to be a problem on Sunday, Monday, because it's Rosh Chodesh. And then davening is much longer, becomes a bit of an issue. So whatever, we'll have to work out what's going on. We'll send that an email. If you don't hear anything from me, then we'll still be on Sunday at 9:45. Tomorrow we'll be learning Shabbos Malchosa for the first time, Bezrat Hashem, see how that goes. And that'll be 9:45 tomorrow as well. The Seder Gomel. Take good care.
Thank you, Rav Shem.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, Binyamin.
Rav, what did you say is the Sefer for tomorrow?
Shabbos Malchosa.
Available in English?
No. If it would be available in English, it wouldn't be Shabbos Malchosa anymore. The minute you translate that, you've lost it. So you're going to have to deal with my translation, which is crude and clumsy at best, but it's the only thing you've got going for you right now. So
that's not been my experience. Okay, thanks so much.
Okay.
All the best. Thank you so much. Okay.